This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Self Magazine tells its readers what foods to eat and what recipes to follow. Now, it's doing the cooking, too. The Condé Nast Magazine has launched its own line of frozen meals, which it is selling at grocery stores nationwide. Sally Herships has more on what else is hot in the refrigerated aisle.
Remember when they were called TV dinners?
Originally, they had frozen peas, and then they came out with frozen peas and a butter sauce.
John Stanton teaches food marketing at St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia. He says one thing hasn't changed. At its icy core, frozen food has always been about convenience.
And then they came out with frozen peas in a microwavable pouch.
But Stanton says technology has changed, and so have consumers. We demand a lot more taste from 4 minutes on high in the microwave. And the frozen food industry, according to Stanton, has delivered. It's now worth $37 billion a year in sales.
If the stuff tasted like the 1950 Swanson dinners, you wouldn't have celebrity chefs endorsing them.
Like Wolfgang Puck and Ina Garten. Both have tried to find success on the frozen food aisle. Donnie Chi is a researcher with Euromonitor International. He says some frozen food brands have gone increasingly high-end, but they don't necessarily promote health benefits.
Vegan and actually organic and all that, that no longer qualifies as high-end.
Chi says just organic is so 5 years ago.
They're more expensive, they look better, and they're supposed to taste better. And they do taste better.
Chi says Alexia French fries are one of his favorite fancy frozen foods. But he says Alexia is owned by ConAgra, which also makes Chef Boyardee and Slim Jims. So Chi says the brand must have done some pretty cool marketing to keep its profile so hot on the frozen food aisle. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.